wasn't impressed at all due to the fact that any time that a conflict of interest has come up, irrespective of what committee or what board I'm on, I've always declared very, very quickly that I would have a conflict of interest. I have found the last two meetings quite offensive due to the fact that everybody is aware of the fact that I am a co-founder of the Clare Crusaders, and the reason why the clinic was set up was due to the fact that I have a daughter with cerebral palsy and has a severe to profound disability. The reason the clinic was set up was due to the fact that we had a lack of services, and as a parent, I had the time and the ability to focus on providing therapy for children. I have done this on a voluntary basis for 20 years, and any of the directors that are involved with the Clare Crusaders Clinic is all done on a voluntary basis. Obviously, I am continuously fundraising for the clinic due to the fact that we don't get any government funding from the higher authorities that we would need. And the GMA has been an opportunity for the clinic and a number of other groups within the NSMD to get well-needed funding. Unfortunately, this year, things changed with the way our GMA was allocated. And it isn't a way that I would particularly agree with due to the fact that each councillor were given a large sum of money. Over the last number of years, we have asked applications to come into the NSMD, and we would judge them and go through each application and then allocate monies. But this year, due to Tom O'Callaghan's questioning over the GMA and the way it has been distributed, I must say it's, I think, an insult to the executive of the NSMD and Clare County Council, due to the fact that we're all aware that it is done very carefully. The accounts are done very correctly, and all monies that are allocated, each of the recipients have to produce the receipts on everything that they need, that they spend. So I have no question on the ability and the accuracy of the GMA. This year I have given my GMA to the majority of the same organisations, which includes the Clare Crusaders Clinic, because they are the ones that are in need. The Clare Crusaders Clinics provides therapy for over 450 children. We're in existence for 20 years, and we have found the last number of years quite difficult. We haven't really come out of COVID as of yet, and we are unfortunately down in our monies, which will reduce the number of services that we can allocate to the children that are provided the service. I find it insulting because of the fact that I have worked so diligently for the Clare Crusaders children, but not alone, for numerous agencies and smaller groups that need financial support. And I cannot understand why Tom O'Callaghan seems to have a bee in his bonnet over the fact that the GMA is an issue at the minute.
The point was made that you have no financial gain from Clare Crusaders, say, or any organisation that you can be, like many councillors are on committees, but there's no pecuniary benefit, they don't benefit personally. And indeed, that was backed up by the senior engineer there today. So can you understand where this is coming from? Do you believe it's a genuine concern?
I'm finding it very difficult to understand where Tom McCallaghan is coming from. I think it's actually very bad form, and I'm finding it very difficult due to the fact that the Clare Crusaders Clinic is a charity that is so well known across the county, not alone just in Ennis. We are very much a part of the community. We're very much respected by the community because of the way we do things, and not alone that, but we're audited on a yearly basis, and everything is always available. It's online, so I cannot understand where and why he is doing this. The fact that I'm not running in the next local election, I'm absolutely dumbfounded. I'm not a threat to him. If anything, I have opened up the opportunity for a new councillor to be elected. And unfortunately for Tom McCallaghan, I think he's doing himself an injustice. I think he's actually been very foolish because of the respect that's out there for the children with disabilities that need service. And he's showing that he is actually not interested in the service that the Clare Crusaders are providing, and that he just seems to be very negative about it. And I don't think that is something that somebody that is putting themselves forward for an election. And we do have to remember, Tom McCallaghan was drafted in to the council on the back of Mark Nestor. He has not been elected by the people, and he is putting himself out there. And I really feel what he's doing now is actually damaging a very worthy charity. He's actually trying to rubbish my name. And I have been a person that has always stood very much to the fore, has always been very honest about what I have done and why I do what I do. I feel that I asked for an apology. I did not get it. And I think Tom McCallaghan is showing his true colours, which is not very positive.
Just to make a point there, that while obviously Tom was co-opted, he was voted in by a majority of involved members of the local branch. But just on the apology, do you expect that you'll get an apology from Councillor O'Callaghan?
I doubt it. He seems to be a very arrogant individual, and obviously his priorities are not the local community. They're not about the local needs and the local issues, because if they were, he would not be making comments about a charitable organisation that is not government funded, that we have to go out and raise $250,000 on a yearly basis. And instead of being supportive, he is actually being very harsh and very insulting in the way he's dealing with this.